Don't ask. I'll tell. Hold on. Just get my levels set up and nice.
My levels are set up and nice already.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I still missed the second clap.
Yeah, it didn't feel right.
Feels weird without it.
Feels like the episode's gonna suck if we don't do two.
Beauties, and welcome to Podcast Very Important, the only podcast you should be listening to. Each week we count down the top 10 number one most important things that you need to know about any given subject. My name is Connor Doyle, and with me to count down the top 10 number ones this week are my co-hosts Shane Cooley.
I actually hired a monkey to give me a translation of what the monkeys are saying in that song, and dude, it's violent. It's about like blowing up the Statue of Liberty and replacing the Abraham Lincoln statue with like a Monkeyham Liberin.
Moving on, Lincoln. We have to move on now.
They're going to blow up the whole world.
Have to move on. We're moving on now to Jack Piss.
Sup.
And Jason Crevier.
Hi.
Oh wow, guys! It's a huge episode in here.
I was just trying to lead by example. I thought maybe Shane just doesn't know what he's supposed to do at the start of the show, and that's why he keeps talking about the song.
I like to coin new things for us to do. Is that crazy? That's my thing.
It is true. You're the tradition maker. We wouldn't have, you know, all these fun traditions if it wasn't for you. It's true. Yeah, I sound like I'm dripping sarcasm, but I really mean it.
No, I think it's cool too. It's nice because it like when I'm doing the intro and it's like, yes, this is good. We're off to a good start. And then I'm like, I need something to totally halt the momentum. We need to just hit the brakes on the whole intro.
Yeah, we shouldn't start with a joke. We should start with as many formalities and things that we say that are identical every time.
A joke would be good.
Yeah, I'd love that.
It would be great.
Okay, sorry. I didn't know you guys hadn't seen Tim Burton's Planet of the Apes or the original Planet of the Apes by whoever that was.
I found out Tim Burton made Planet of the Apes, and then I went and watched it, and I was like, this can't be right. He must have just produced it or something, because there was no Beetlejuice, no Jack Skellington, no Edward Scissorhands. Actually, I heard Edward Scissorhands is in the background of one of the crowd shots, just snuck in there like an Easter egg.
Can you guys imagine if you had Scissorhands? Oh my God, you'd be an arts and crafts wizard. Felt? I'd be making all my own clothes out of like that craft store felt that's got sticky backsides. Ooh, popsicle stick sunglasses. I'd make those myself too. I wouldn't have to buy clothes ever again.
The other thing that I just can't help but think of if you had scissors for hands is that your booty hole would be stinking. It would be bad down there.
Why? Oh, because you're not wiping.
Can't wipe.
I hope not.
I was thinking I'd try to wipe and there'd be a lot of problems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't do it.
I'm going to try.
Use a bidet. Just squirt it.
Did you say bidet?
I don't know how to say it.
I've
only ever read it.
I don't know either.
Yeah, Bidet Jones's Diary.
Good.
How do we feel about that? Guys, I'm trying here,
good.
Okay?
I think it's good. No, when I say good, I mean it.
I don't believe that.
Bidet Jones Diary. Diarrhea, maybe even. Hey.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, let's here we go. This. Now we're building.
I think
Connor hasn't been listening.
That's so funny.
He was on the doors and twos.
Who will that so smart? Just like the show.
Let's get on with those top 10 things you gotta know.
Now,
beautiful pee poo joke. Great episode. Great pee poo joke. Thank you to Tiff, engineer Tiff in the booth. Engineer Tiff, I hope you're having a great day. You're looking scrumptious, if I may say so.
Oh, so hot, so hot.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Okay, so Engineer Tiff doesn't want that.
Okay, so Bidet Jones's Diarrhea starring...
Runny
Zell Wiper.
I think we should start episodes off with a prayer. We should start episodes off with a big group prayer.
Okay.
We tried jokes.
Please lead us.
My dad, he is in heaven.
How art thou?
How art thou?
Hallowed be thy name.
I wish we all have so much fun today. I also wish
sorry, that was the wrong button.
Cool shirt, cool pants. I know.
Okay, we're gonna have to move on. We gotta keep things moving here.
I love that as a way to
great prayer, but we just gotta keep things going.
Sorry, I don't have anything to go to. I got a phone call. I just had to leave. What I missed?
Did you get a phone call?
I did. Yeah.
Oh, dude, the prayer. It sucks. Prayer you missed bad. It, but it was really worth it.
Yeah, the prayer was bad for sure.
It was really
we'll definitely
worth
not
it.
Be doing that again.
Okay, so that's not like a new thing we have to do every time?
No. Who are you
Maybe
on the phone with?
Moving on to a brand new segment.
Oh, what the hell? Okay, sorry, my computer flipped
It's
out.
Called Odd Job or Jaws? Who are you in the GoldenEye? Which GoldenEye multiplayer character are each of us?
Is Jaws a character from GoldenEye?
Yes.
I've never
played. I've already said this. He's unlockable. He's hard to get. And he's also tall, which makes him a bigger target, which is weird.
Yeah, he's bad.
I just want to... I know I've said this before. You guys are probably sick of it. But Shane has always, always given me Helicopter Pilot 2 vibes.
Agreed. I didn't play a ton of this game as a kid. I'm just like looking at... sort of hot chick characters there are.
Shane's saying this, but it's like, tell me you didn't base your entire personality off Helicopter Pilot 2 without telling me you based your entire personality off Helicopter Pilot 2.
I sent you a picture of the guy I think
Baron
I am.
Baron Samedi. There he is.
I mean, yeah, you look like Baron Samedi when you like do your blackface routine, but it doesn't work
modern days,
and I thought you wanted to move past it.
Just to be fair, it's not full blackface. Only half of his face is black because he's got half of his face painted white. So it's a really great way to do blackface and conserve makeup.
Now, Samedi, is that Monday? Is he like Baron Monday?
That's Saturday in Louisiana.
Come on, man.
Monday is
Baron Saturday.
It's like grade 3 French, dude.
Monday is Lundy. Lundy.
Doing the Lundy
Isn't
hop.
That a character from Street Fighter? No.
Duke Lundy.
Lundy.
There's Baron Samedi and there's Duke Lundy.
Well,
I'm thinking of Chun-Li.
Okay, look, we're getting off topic here. All right, I'll admit it. Maybe not the fun Saturday-loving Cajun man. Maybe I'm just a helicopter pilot, a co-pilot even, number two. But none of you guys answered. Who are you? And if you say friggin' James Bond...
Oh, I mean, weird if someone says...
Playing as James Bond... It would be weird for me to say it myself, but I assume that you're getting at the fact that... I do look like James Bond. And
I'll
I'm
pull out
James
my PP7
Bond.
Right now.
Yeah.
I'll pull
my
out my
PPK?
I'll pull out my PP420, dude.
Yeah, it's a PP7 centimeter. Thought it might be an inch, but not, unfortunately.
I can't decide between civilian male 1 and civilian male 3.
Does civilian male 3 have the beard?
No, it's male 1 that has the beard.
Oh. I mean, they're all basic bitches, aren't they? I think maybe Jason is Dr. Doak.
I thought he was more of Money Penny. He's always talking about money and pennies and coins.
No, that's Tiff. That's Tiff.
True.
Dave.
Jason is Dr. Doke.
Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, okay.
There's a Dr. Doke. Yeah. I've always kind of liked being Boris because he's casual.
Yeah, he looks like Tom Green, maybe.
Yes, he does.
What does he do in GoldenEye?
He puts his hands
like treating. He's not treating anyone's wounds or anything.
Heals people. No. Yeah,
he gives you a key card, and then you can either shoot him or don't. If you shoot him, it's time to run.
Well, I'm reading here, guys, and when I look up Dr. Doke, it appears that he's been canceled.
Oh, what has he done?
I'm going to have to look into it, but yeah, he's been canceled.
I'm just reading up on it. It was a joke about rape. It wasn't a rape joke.
Okay.
All right. We're going to go on a break, and we'll be right back with more podcasts.
Wait, but
very important after
what's
this.
What's Jack?
We have to go.
Podcast, very important.
Welcome back. We're counting down the top 10 number one things that you need to know this week. And what are we talking about now?
Did your voice get lower?
I don't know what you mean.
What happened?
You got taller, too. So, or maybe it's just the voice that's giving me taller person vibes.
I'm doing my James Bond impression.
Oh,
007. Is that British?
Yeah.
I'm British. I'm playing cards at the table. Here's my winky PPK. Please give me a shaken box of juice.
Wow, suddenly it's like being in the room when Mike Myers is coming up with Austin Powers. I get it now. This is probably how it happened.
Do I do anal? Do I?
What'd you do over the break?
Yeah, baby. It's a transsexual Transylvania orgy, baby.
No, let's go back to Bames John, to this character you were developing.
Well, Bames John, I've been working on for a long time. He's kind of a mix of David Hasselhoff and James Bond. Not a David Hasselhoff character, by the way. I mean David Hasselhoff, that video where he's eating cheeseburgers.
Eating the burger, yeah. His daughter's just verbally abusing him. Or no, it's the other way around.
It's cool. Either way, I feel like it happens both ways. I like it. I think it's neat. I wanted to leave the listener on a break for the cliffhanger. So before we get to what we did over the break, which we might not even do, Jack,
what?
Who are you in GoldenEye 007?
I personally have always thought of myself as a bit of a helicopter pilot one, but I also don't want to kind of, I don't want that smoke.
Anytime we hang out, you're deciding where we go. I'm helping.
I'm wearing a big red helmet and sunglasses. And I've got the kind of Britney Spears stage mic. Yeah. For sure. But I can't be helicopter pilot one because Shane looks better in a big red helmet than I do. So it's going to be Boris. It's going to be Boris, the only character in shorts who's not a sexy babe.
You know what's funny is Boris is probably the most Shane looking one with his like Tommy Bahama shirt. And Boris is probably the one who looks most like Shane, but it's more the like,
whoa, I'm literally Boris. I just saw this picture.
But you give off the vibe of Helicopter Violet 2 in a really strong way.
He's even got my cool snap bracelet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that Jack has a much more Boris feeling to him. When he walks in the room, I go, there he is. Boris Grishenko, I'm not gonna screw with this guy.
Yeah. You know? I'm constantly juggling my pen and clicking it. And then I sometimes get covered in liquid nitrogen and I freeze completely.
Okay. I think I've changed mine.
This is a terrible day for me.
Why?
I believe I am Moonraker Elite.
Whoa, I've never seen him before.
I'm Moonraker Elite.
It's crazy that they made that an unlockable character. You had to grind to unlock that. A man in a banana costume.
Can you describe him? Can you describe him for the audience, Connor?
He's wearing a jockey helmet.
Moonraker Elite. are commandos equipped with the best weapons. AR-16 assault rifle. Special issue helmet. Style, bowl cut, tight. Yeah. No hair can escape. Face, too big. Hurt, stretched.
Yeah. Painfully stretched across head.
Unitard across entire body. Looks like
5 o'clock shadow.
It hurts. Hard to tell. It's either 5 o'clock shadow or just big soot? Frown.
It might just big be just bruising from how tight your skin is.
I think that's it. It's just skin tightness, bruising. I'm clearly stuffed into this this suit. It's a unitard that is one color, which is, I believe, like Dijon mustard.
Yeah, it's a monotard.
Kind of.
It's a monotard, and that's what they call me.
Kind of fresh sneaks on this monotard, though. Those are all right. Yeah, one of those like limited edition Chuck Taylors.
Yeah, they are Air Jordans.
Those are all right.
Air Jeezys.
Yeah.
Yeah, Air G's. Sorry, Air Gordons.
They're actually not Air Gordons. They're Space Gordons.
Well, space is air, idiot.
No, it's actually
space is only air. There's no ground.
Space is absence of air. Honestly.
No, actually, space is air. What am I? Oh, I'm floating around in space. What is it? Is it water?
Nothing. Literally nothing.
Is it land? No, it's air.
Gordons. Call them whatever you want.
Which one of us is Moonraker Elite?
Yeah, you're right. Why? I don't know why we would be testing you on this. This guy knows.
Yeah, I'm a helicopter pilot.
Air is literally short for atmosphere.
Yeah. Cool. Connor.
Talk to me.
Sorry, no. Actually,
can you call me by my code name?
Was it Dr. Gordon?
No.
Moonraker Elite.
Yes.
Okay, Moonraker Elite, I actually have a question for Helicopter Pilot 2.
Transferring you.
Thank you.
No. Helicopter
I can't
Pilot
hear
two.
You over the blades. Please speak up. It's really loud in the Cuban jungle.
Hey, you said that you were having a bad day. What was wrong?
Oh, Helicopter Pilot 1 called in sick. Now I got to fly this whole thing by myself.
Oh, no. Well, good luck. I'm sure stuffed inside that enormous red helmet is an enormous brain as well. You'll probably be fine.
What'd you do on the break?
Tried to remember who Jason's character was. Dr. Doak. Yeah. That's what I did over the break. That's a cool
name. Wow. Good job. You could have just asked us.
Good job. Well,
you guys were all busy doing the other things that you're just about to explain to me.
Yeah.
Like what?
Dr. Doak, what did you do?
Oh, that's me.
That's you, Jason. Yeah.
I spent the break trying to remember my name, too. I just fucked it up again.
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
So Jason and I just stared at each other, one finger to our lips, just thinking, staring at each other.
Okay. Moonraker Elite?
He had a PhD.
I went and saw my wife. I don't know if you guys met her. Moonraker Elite 2. It was probably one of the most... We work together. It's how we met. We met in the underground Egyptian temple that's been converted into a space station. She works on lasers. You need to watch Moonraker.
I only played the multiplayer.
Well, sorry, bud.
Wait, so do they like launch a pyramid into space or something?
No,
no spoilers, no spoilers, no spoilers.
Please spoil it.
It's from 1960 or something. You can't. I can't. Like it's
older than the moon.
Born. What did you want? What do you want?
What is this Egyptian space station thing? Well, no, tell me about your wife.
I don't want to just go over the plot of Moonraker, but my wife, Moonraker Elite, and I are making laser guns down in the space pyramid. We're helping develop the poison that will kill all of humanity on Earth so that we can come back down from orbit and repopulate the Earth.
Shit.
Just you two?
Well, it wasn't supposed to be us. It was supposed to be sort of a Noah's Ark with like sort of all the best brains. But there was a problem with the suits.
Two of every brain.
Yeah, most people couldn't stand the face stretching that the suit provides. But my wife, Moonraker Elite, and I would stare across the lab at one another, and I said, "You're beautiful." And she said, "You're beautiful." And we had a beautiful kiss where our teeth touched.
Man, if you guys are slacking off like this, who's reloading the laser guns?
Uh-oh. And then, listeners, now if you'd like to have a really funny joke, cut to about like three quarters of the way through Moonraker, and it'll be so funny because you'll see what James Bond's doing because we didn't sort out the lasers. Okay, who's next?
I'm just sorry. I just think it's insane that... I think it's insane that no one corrected me and said you actually don't have to reload the laser gun.
I was thinking that, famously, but I was also like, they're made up.
No. You, this shit's real as hell.
Magic hooey. Okay.
No, that's the thing. It's a big conspiracy. You think these movies are fake, but they make the movies seem fake to distract from the reality of it all being fully real.
I got to agree with Shane. Hooey. I got to agree with Shane. It's hooey.
You got a what to Shane?
Agree with you. It's hooey.
Oh, yeah. True. You True. One guys want to know what I did on break?
Yep.
Yeah, me guys one guy know.
Well, you may notice.
Oh, wow.
That I maybe took this whole GoldenEye thing to heart. I got a new gold, shiny golden eye.
That looks infected.
It is bad. Gross. It hurts. I can't stop winking and bleeding.
Okay, that looks like you put gold hair, some of that like temporary gold hair dye into your eye.
No, actually, it's the wrapper to a Ferrero Rocher.
Oh, smart. Oh, thrifty.
Ferrero Rocher is, that's my character from GoldenEye.
Yeah.
Hey.
Ferrero Rocher. She's so hot. I got a golden rapper. Gun.
Oh my goodness. Can you imagine? You could understand. Yeah, sorry, which I'm just thinking about Ferrero Rocher, and I think she's my favorite this? Bond girl now.
That is a sawed-off shotgun covered in Ferrero Rocher.
Yeah.
Oh!
Okay.
Yeah. I got a golden tooth.
Yeah.
Oh, careful, Shane. Okay. Shot your golden tooth out.
Yeah, it's fine. I also... Fine? Can't, I mean, it's a kid's show, so I can't really show this one, but I got a golden shower.
It's not a kid's show. It's not a kid's show.
Oh, okay, we can show that then. Can we show the footage of me getting a golden shower?
That's so funny, you're so cool. You're mad at
cool soundtrack to the video.
Well, that's so smart.
Yeah.
Just like this show.
What do you
Let's
guys
get
think?
On with those top 10 things you gotta know.
Dude, you Shane, this is just a this is just a video of... Huh? It's just a video of four guys standing around you throwing Ferrero Rocher wrappers on you, and you're kneeling in a bathtub.
Yeah.
It's hot. It is hot.
Yeah. What do you guys notice?
Their dicks are out, but they're not using them.
Okay, keep noticing things.
You keep winking.
Not hard.
Yeah, you keep winking. Oh,
you got a golden third eye.
Okay, yes, this is also
Now that
true.
Looks cute.
Yeah. Wow, busy break for young Shane. Or should I say
I thought you guys were going to notice
too.
I've been working out. I look pretty good.
Oh, this again. Yeah, we know, dude. I cringe
Aside
whenever you move.
Aside from the missing tooth and the bleeding eye.
I flinch. Yeah, you are deezed. It's really, it's startling. You look manly like a fucking nutcracker, dude.
Do you think Arnold still says that sort of shit around his pals? Like, no, Schwarzenegger, like, he'll just be like, you guys notice anything about me? What? And he's like, I've been working out. And they're like, yeah,
I'm a cop, you idiot.
Yeah, you work out. And he's like,
dude in the Arnold voice.
You guys like the way that my muscles look?
It's more Austrian. And more like this,
Do you
the back of the throat.
Way that my muscle leak?
That's my Arnie.
I am the predator. I come to find you and I'll blow your head off.
There's Arnold.
Get to the chopper.
It's me, the governor.
It's not a tumor.
Do you think that because he's always buff, rather than saying, like, guys, I've been working out, he'll be like, do you guys notice anything? I've been thinking out. I read a book for the first time, started using bigger words.
I feel like if someone said that to me, I would know that it wasn't true. From the way that they phrased it.
So, yeah, well, I would never say that to you.
The only thinking you've been doing is coming up with that joke.
I mean, if I ever meet Arnold, first thing I'm saying is, have you been working out? And he'll go,
yeah.
Okay, it's time for your top 10 number ones. We're counting down the top 10 number one things you need to know this week. Number 10. Oh, we got a lot of scrolling to do in the PVI chat here.
Yep.
Number 10, Shane coins the things we do. Shane develops all the things we do on this show. They only involve him, but he does coin them. Number
nine.
I've
got a coin system.
By Shane.
Number nine,
if
you have scissor hands, you probably have stinky cheeks. And great craft
gross
supplies.
Hands, true.
Yeah, it
I
is
didn't
gross.
Remember that one. That took me a minute.
No, it's a gross one. Number eight, Bidet Jones's Diarrhea, starring Runnie Zellweger and Colin Firth, is coming to a gutter near you. It's a nasty thing we developed, but it does make us laugh a lot.
That was a good one.
It is. It's really good. I like that one a lot. Number seven, tell me you're a helicopter pilot too, without telling me you're a helicopter pilot too. And it's Shane, and he did it because he looks exactly like helicopter pilot too. Number six, I'm obviously James Bond. I look most like James Bond. I sound like James Bond, and I'll whip out my Winky PPK, PP7K, 7 centimeter K at you. Jason's Dr. Doke. Number five, Connor has been workshopping Bames Jond. Bames Jond is an incredible character I've been developing for a while now. Hopefully you guys will see a fresh new take on him. They're trying to make him a woman, and I just won't have it. Number four, Connor is Moonraker Elite. That's right. You may refer to me as Moonraker Elite. My wife is a beautiful, stretched-faced woman just like me. Number three, Moonraker Elite is married to Moonraker Elite, and they love it. Number two, Ferrero Rocher is the sexiest new Bond girl.
I don't have accents.
A femme fatale that goes right from your a moment on the lips to a lifetime on the hips. Doesn't matter, though, because you don't have a long lifetime as a Bond girl. Bedem and dedem. You know what I mean?
Oh.
He doesn't kill them. They die. They all die. That's what happens. I don't write it, dude. I'm on the team against him, by the way. I'm Moonraker Elite.
Writes it?
I don't
Ian
like
Fleming?
The guy.
Yeah, love him and shove him off of that's the Hoover Dam or something.
Dude, you got to hit him and quit him.
Don't hit them.
No, it's like hit it and quit it. You know what I mean? Like, no, like hit him. Not like don't hit any. Don't hit anybody, listeners. I'm tired of getting emails from the police about you guys. And the top 10 number one thing that you need to know this week is Shane got a golden eye, a golden gun, a golden tooth, and a golden shower. Also, he's been working out.
That's true. That's a little bonus for the listeners that they've noticed.
If you like this podcast, great job. Good for you. We really like that about you. And please leave the following review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get this. Or like just send your friends this.
Put posters up around the city.
Put posters. Actually, if you guys could start like maybe an advertising agency for us, if you could do a marketing for us, some socials, if you could do a whole bunch of things for us, that'd be great.
Start a big petition to change the flag of your country to the PVI logo. That would be really helpful.
With the following review. You.
As the national anthem. Are.
As one of those planes that has a banner behind it.
Yeah.
You are.
You.
And.
Me.
And.
Not.
You.
But.
Someone.
Else.
Is.
Just.
You.
What
is
the
deal
with
that
thing
that
I
do
whenever
it's
time
for
you
and
me
and
him
and
her
and
them
to
get
a
hold
of
whoever
and
whatever
and
whenever
and
however
you
gotta
stop
quitting
or
I'll
kill
me. Okay. if you like this podcast, please leave us five stars and leave the following review. You are you and me, and not you, but someone else is just you. What is the deal with that thing that I do whenever it's time for you and me and him and her and them to get a hold of whoever and whatever and whenever and however? You gotta stop quitting or I'll kill me. It's been a great episode. You've been a wonderful audience. This is a podcast, very important. Come see us first Tuesday of the month at Tall Boys. Bar in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. We do a live show. And we actually have won. We are Toronto's most gorgeous live comedy show. Both in terms of hosts and fans. Audience too. So don't show up if you're an uggo. This has been podcast very important. Funny now.
Podcast. Where's the podcast?
Podcast, very important.
Filmed shortly after Y2K erased most child labor laws in Canada, Ding Dong High is known as the action park of kids' television shows. Infamous for accidents and deaths both on and off set, Ding Dong High left many damaged child stars in its wake, two of which are hosting a brand new podcast, Ding Dong Watch Along. Learn the true story of Ding Dong High. Subscribe to Ding Dong Watch Along now.